back open. Good morning, everyone.
Trump time.
We're going to hope. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2066, and specifically, we're going to look at the dash A22. And Dr. Warner and his staff is here to walk us through what's in there. I think everybody has talked to everybody about some of the components of what's in and what's not in. And Dr. Warner, you walk us through.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Paul Warner, Legislative Revenue Office. With me is Kate Toswell from Legislative Council and Kyle Easton. And Kyle can talk about any questions around the enterprise zone section of this. As you can see, there's been a lot of work on this bill as we're on the A22. And the A22 is summarized with the table I have for you there. What I'll do is go through those major components, and then we'll address any specific questions you have in the amendment itself and refer the parts to it in the bill. The first part of the bill, the first key policy decision is to extend the reservation enterprise zone by 10 years to 2028. There was originally was asked to remove the sunset. The decision by the Joint Committee was rather to give it a longer than 6-year standard, but to maintain a sunset. And so that's the 10-year sunset you see there. There's no impact on that because it's had a very minor impact revenue-wise so far, and we would expect that to continue. The second element is to extend the affordable lenders credit. This credit, if you recall, doesn't sunset until 2020. And so this will extend it out to 2026, and it increases the cap to $25 million from $17 million. The third piece is does not extend the bovine manure credit, which you did extend for 4 years during the short session to 2022. What this does is put a $5 million annual cap on it and also shifts the administration of the credit to the Ag Department. So those are the two policy changes there. The fourth piece is the rural medical provider credit. That, as you recall, in this committee, the joint committee, you have in each of the last three sessions, you've extended that 2 years, kind of trying to get better information. And each time, there hasn't been a real major structural change. What this amendment does is it extends, instead of 2 years, it extends it 4 years. And the idea there is to give more time to see, to try to gather more thorough information. But it also sets a $300,000 income limit on it, which is a change, and which is why you see, if you look at the 17-19 revenue impact, it actually has a positive revenue impact. Again, this is all compared to current law. The credit itself obviously still is a negative in terms of the overall general fund, but this change reduces the negative, so it's a net plus one. There is exceptions for the $300,000 limit, and there's for specialties, and those are spelled out in the A22s. The fifth element here is something that hasn't been discussed in the Joint Tax Credit Committee, but did come through House Revenue and across the House floor, and was now actually sitting in Senate Revenue. But it's House Bill 3206, which establishes a new employer training credit for specific county characteristics, and those specific characteristics match those of Klamath County. I've given that overall. Chris had done some estimates on it and estimated it would be less than $50,000 a year. So we would round that down to zero for the 17-19 and then a 0.1 for the future years. We've had the question come up about a sunset, and just confirmed with Kate that if there is no sunset in that credit, but as those of you who were here in 2009 recall, there is a default on any credits that do not have a specific sunset. They have a default of 6 years. So this will automatically have a 6-year credit because it doesn't specifically say anything. Another piece that was added during discussions was the fish screening credit. We actually got Senate Bill 172 from the Senate Ag and Environment Committee, which with a due pass recommendation, that's a straight extension. So that has been added to the A22s. That has a very minimal impact, less than $50,000 a year. So again, we've got a 0.1 in the out years when you double up for the two full years. The next piece is something that the House members are very familiar with, House Bill 2904 and House Bill 3146. They were discussed at length in the House Revenue Committee and recently passed out. They've been incorporated into this bill because it has a relating to tax expenditures relating clause. Essentially, what that does is modify the rural wage requirements for rural enterprise zones. And Kyle can go into those details for any questions that you have. He spent a lot of time on it. And finally, the last piece is there was a six-year sunset put on disallowance of credits against the corporate minimum in your last omnibus tax credit bill back in 2015. This removes that sunset. So that makes that a permanent policy that tax credits will be not allowed against the corporate minimum. And you can see that doesn't have any impact out until 21-23 because under current law, it would be under the sunset, it would continue until 2022, and it wouldn't be until the 2023 fiscal year that you would see an impact of removing the sunset. So those are the pieces. We'll be happy to address any questions that the Joint Committee has.
Thank you, Dr. Warner. I think this is the first time in the history of this committee that we have a positive revenue impact on the tax breaks that we're renewing. Are there any questions of Dr. Warner and his team? I detect an attitude of trying to wrap this up quickly here.
Sure. Rep. Barnhart. Move the -22 amendment.
Okay. Representative Barnhart moves the -22. Okay. Is there discussion? Seeing none, so ordered.
Do you want to take the ask if there's objection?
I'm sorry. Are there objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Question on the left.
Are you voting on the
bill? We're going to move the bill and we'll have discussion on the bill.
All right.
Rep. Barnhart.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2066 as amended to the floors with a do pass recommendation, and that may not be the right form of the motion. If you need a different form, let me know.
Representative Barnhart moves House Bill 2066 as amended to the floor of the Oregon House and the Oregon Senate with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Marsh.
Thank you. I am going to be a no vote. I am deeply disappointed that we have not included in this package the solar tax credit for residential development that has been discussed in particular in the last few weeks. I think it is quite unfortunate to be walking away to the state's commitment to that nascent industry.
Thank you. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be a yes on the bill, but I am disappointed that we're not able to do anything for our wood products industry with a woody biomass tax credit, but I get that we have a limited amount of resources to deal with, but hopefully in the future we can make some amends there.
Representative Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll also be a no vote for similar concerns that Representative Marsh just outlined. Unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that live in my district that are employed through the solar industry, but my concerns are more around the jobs as well as climate change. And my no vote is in no way saying that I don't appreciate the other tax credits around affordable housing. That's all I got.
Thank you. Others? Rep. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. First of all, I want to extend a statement of gratitude to the two of you for working closely to allow that enterprise zone language to be included. As folks may or may not know, the Port of Morrow, through just being a victim of its own success, found itself no longer eligible for the enterprise zone program, primarily because construction jobs that tend to be temporary but higher wage through the county out of compliance. And Mr. Co-Chair, your leadership and the leadership of Paul and your team and everyone made that happen. I also want to extend my gratitude to the governor for her willingness to support that effort as well. Mr. Co-Chairs, I also want to let you know how much Eastern Oregon appreciates your support on the bio tax credit for those in our dairy industry, starting with the smallest dairies up to the largest. I think that's going to be great for the entire state of Oregon and great for the environment. Colleagues, I do want to be transparent and let you know, though, that I do economic development in Eastern Oregon, and that I have a relationship with the Port of Morrow. In no way is one way or another impacted by this bill, but I do want to be transparent on that. Not a conflict, but transparent.
Yeah. Any other comments or questions? I would just, Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Senator. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just, I'm going to be voting yes on the bill. The, I just want folks who are watching to maybe, Senator Hess, you could walk everyone through the decision-making process and that there are a limited number of options that we have. And although I, too, wanted to see the solar tax credit very much, it's, we have to be take into consideration what resources are available now and in future biennium, and we have to be mindful of the limitations that are in front of us. And so I don't know if we want to take a moment or not to explain what the restrictions were and what the choices were. Or
well, I thank you. I think that this does reflect in part our inability, for better or worse, to get together on a tax restructuring package. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a responsible set of priorities we have here, given the very, very tight budget environment. And I know there's been lots of teeth gnashing. I think I've talked to all of you about a combination of what's in here, and that's how we got to where we are. And I do appreciate all of you coming together, accepting some realities. The alternative is to not do anything, which creates a whole different set of problems, and it certainly doesn't fund solar or any of the other priorities here. So with that, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bertier.
Yes.
Rep. Bueller.
Yes.
Rep. Hernandez.
No.
Rep. Johnson.
Yes.
Rep. Marsh.
No.
Rep. Nose.
Yes.
Rep. Senator Riley.
Aye.
Rep. Smith.
Aye.
Senator Taylor.
Aye.
Rep. Co-Vice Chair Benz.
Yes.
Yes. Co-Vice Chair Smith Warner?
No.
Co-Chair Barnhart?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hass?
Hass votes aye. House Bill 2066 goes to the floor of the Oregon House and the Oregon Senate with a due pass recommendation. The co-chairs will carry. Thank you, committee. We are adjourned. And the House will stay. We are adjourned. And the House will stay. Committee.